Who? Who we? Hell's bells, boys. My lungs, they're on fire.
Sheesh, you're gonna die.
I need 1 second because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, my default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast.
Woo!
Where do we go from here? I can't remember.
you tell them the socials.
Oh, the socials, yes. Those
your social security number, the socials for the podcast.
I will never give that away. That's just bad. That's bad for business.
Let me go ahead and take my identity. I don't have any fucking credits.
I don't either. Yeah, me too. Good luck with that.
Have fun.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Absurdity69. Check out the YouTube where you can watch the podcast, Absurd Entertainment. You can also subscribe to our Patreon where we do Off the Rails. Mm-hmm. And that is Absurd Entertainment.
Oh, you changed the changed the Patreon. Ooh. Uh-huh.
So patreon.com/absurd entertainment.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad that that's happened. Big things coming from Absurd Entertainment, baby.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
Also,
Yas Queen.
It's in the episode description above. If you want to support us, just click that.
Yep.
Support us directly. You don't have to subscribe to a monthly thing.
Nope.
You can just give us like a dollar.
Or 50 cents. I don't give a shit.
Just, I mean, anything really would be
just
cool.
Just help us out, you know? We got some equipment we want to buy, and we need the money for
and
it.
And we'll only be better with that equipment.
Oh, it'll
like
sound...
it's only going to
get
better.
Oh, we'll sound so much better with that equipment.
I mean, we sound pretty good now.
Oh, we do sound pretty good now. Anyways, I am Cameron, and that's pretty much it. I got nothing.
Oh, man.
I've been really slacking on these dad jokes, and I'm really sorry.
You know, I mean, it's fine, because I'm DK. And I thought, like, the only thing, like, I got nothing either. Like, the only thing exciting that's happened in my life in the past week, I mean, did play disc golf on Sunday, which was pretty exciting. It was nice. It was windy, but it was still nice.
Yeah.
But I hit level 27 on Pokemon Go.
Nice.
Fuck you.
I don't even know what level I am.
But,
I'm not that far behind.
Yeah, you're not that far behind. Like I said, just drop a lucky egg and do an evolve party and you'll have a...
I redact my fuck you.
But still fuck you. But yeah, no, really. Like, not much going on. Not prepped. Brain's not prepped.
I'm level 31.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I've been literally had this app for like two or three years.
Like, he plays it. He's been playing.
Well, I've had it since 2016, but I haven't. Yeah.
Well,
this is actually my second account because my first one got like lost.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just forgot the login for it. I don't know.
Well, no, like in the hype, the original hype of Pokemon Go that followed probably the 4 months that followed the Pokemon Go craze of 2016. I hit level 23, like. Yeah, and that's what same. I was at until
I didn't play during the craze of it.
No, we played on the constant.
No, I literally didn't play until probably like a year after the craze was over.
Ah, damn. No, it was when it popped on. Like we were going to like downtown, like we were going to Tulsa, or because I mean lived in Tulsa at the time, but we were going to places to play Pokemon. Like we would go to Hunter Park, and we would go downtown, and we would go to what's the one right there? Everyone goes there to take prom pictures.
I know.
Centennial Park? No, not Centennial.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it Centennial Park?
I think so.
No, it's not Centennial Park. Centennial's in Wausau.
Chandler?
No, Chandler's... I mean, Chandler... I think there is some Pokemon Go, but we never went out there. Like, I go out to Chandler to climb. But we would... the Rose Garden... Like, yeah, we would just go to a lot of places to play a lot of Pokemon. Yeah. Like, there was like six of us, so we would all just meet up and just play Pokemon Go all night. And it was a good time. But no, like if I would have played with that tenacity, I would be max leveled for sure. But especially, I mean, because hell, in the past,
yeah, it's on and off again for me.
Well, in the past, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks that I've been playing, month that I've been playing, I don't know.
Month.
I have gotten more experience points in the past month than I had in completely beforehand because now it like getting levels is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it's like 200,000, 250,000. XP. But yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, Pokemon Go, tirade. Here we go. How about you? What's up, Luke?
It's Big Dirty in the house, in the shed.
In the shed. In the shed.
You know, it's been lollygagging, playing games, dicking around, not doing shit.
Not doing shit.
Smoking.
Not doing smoking. Shit.
It's drinking. The winter
time. It's yeah, time. It's the season to not do shit.
Staying in.
I mean, cooking. Wait. I did plant, and oh my God, it took me, it took me like 5 hours. But I mean, I was also intermittently smoking and watching stream and whatever. But,
oh fuck, I did do something. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going. I'll say after you.
But, no, I planted out 72, seedlings. Like, I've started 72 seeds, and I got one of, what? No, I did not do any cannabis. I won't do cannabis until later. I mean, like I said, it's legal to grow it. I can grow 6 plants.
Yeah.
But not 72.
But no, not 72. So usually
that's a damn farm at that point.
Not with that license.
Yeah, not with my license. But no, I usually do like garden, like vegetable garden. But this year, I don't know how often I'm going to be like around my big garden plot. Right. So I decided to do flowers. So I have 6. So what times 6 is that? Or what 72 divided by 6 is what?
12.
12? Yeah. So I got you're right. But I've got 12 different flowers ranging from like I've got like marigolds, I've got like snapdragons, I've got what's another
I love those.
Morning glories.
Yeah, those are fucking dope too. You can get high off the seeds.
I got like just a ton of different but I got a ton of different flowers that I decided to do this year, and I'm gonna do a bunch of different like collective flower pots, like of big groups of So yeah, I thought that would be pretty cool. But yeah, go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. I gotta take this phone call.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, no, the morning glory shit, you can't do it. You can't do it from the store-bought seeds. You have to, like, go through a few harvests of, like, the natural, seeds. But, yeah, you can grind that shit up and, like, drink it like a milkshake, and it'll, like, make you trip. It's damn. Crazy. Yeah, it tastes terrible from
I can imagine.
It's, like, bad. Makes you want to throw up, but I've heard it's, like, almost like shrooms.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'd have never thought.
It's all plants, man. That's the thing that the government's like, it's drugs. Drugs are bad, okay? But no, most of the drugs were like at once a plant.
Yeah. You know,
like just the pharmaceutical companies got a hold of them and took the certain molecule of it.
That's pretty much what is the basis of our entire ecosystem. It's just plant. Everything comes from a plant at some point. Mm-hmm. Like animals only survive because of plants.
That's how we all got here too. Right.
But so, no, yeah, it makes sense.
I baked a cake. I baked my first cake.
What kind?
Ever in my life. It was a vanilla cake.
Vanilla cake?
Yep. And it was like 2 9-inch cakes stacked onto each other.
Oh, nice.
Like icing and shit. And the recipe was from Food Network.
No.
It was called the best vanilla cake.
Was it?
I mean, it was pretty fucking good. There was 8 sticks of butter in it. Literally.
Holy crap. Yeah.
2 sticks of butter for the cake and 6 for the icing.
The icing is what gets you. The cake's bad, like as far as like amount of butter, but like icing,
just overall calories.
Was it like a buttercream icing or like a whipped?
I mean, I guess it didn't really say. It was just like ice. It had powdered sugar in it and butter. Okay,
Was it like a really thick icing or like?
Nah, I whipped the shit out of it for a long time. Yeah. It was good. I was up to
I don't know how to make cake at all.
I didn't know either. I just followed the recipe. I was just
decide one day to make a cake?
No, it was for my girlfriend's best friend's birthday.
Okay. Nice.
So I made her a cake.
Nice. Yaisa. Make it so much noise.
He's back. I was talking about my cake.
Cake?
He made the cake that you made for your birthday. Yeah, that looked really fucking good.
I had one piece and it was super good.
My wife made ribs in the crock pot last night.
How'd that go?
They were really good.
Really good?
Really good. I mean, like, I was trying to go see if there was more, and all I could find was the bones at the bottom of the crock pot.
Oh, bummer.
I was like, well, I mean, you know, they're good ribs if all the bones are sitting at the bottom. Exactly. I mean, they just fell right out of there.
No, dude.
I got a fucking pork roast in the crock pot right now.
Nice.
I don't have anything in the crock pot right now.
I don't either.
I don't remember if I told you this last week, but I thought I might have told you this last week. Have I told you about the wonders of my sweet chili ribs?
No.
Okay. Sounds like a euphemism.
I didn't know where it was going when he said the wonders. I was like,
So you get, I usually do it with the
sweet chili ribs.
Like, is it the summer style rib that you get that like has no bone in it? It's just like the long.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it's called. Is it summer?
I have no idea. Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they're like, you know, they're pretty big.
They're
like,
butchered.
And they are. It is pork.
Pork
ribs. Yeah. Pork ribs are amazing.
I love pork ribs. What you do is you take that, you get that whole, you know, that whole tray, that whole sheet, and you're gonna need like a baking dish, like a 9x13 or whatever baking dish, or just like a casserole dish. Mm-hmm. And you take, oh my God, I'm so cold. you take 1 cup of sugar and 1/4 cup of chili powder and like a little bit of salt. Like that's kind of, I mean, salt's different for everybody. It doesn't really. But you like mix all that up. You make this little rub and you like coat every one of those ribs in that sugar and chili powder mix. And you just lay them in that casserole dish together. And then, you know, sprinkle it all on top throw it in the oven at like 350 for like 45 minutes to an hour. I'm telling you guys, it's great.
Sounds good.
It's really, it's got, it very much reminds me, you know, like the chicken on the stick or the pork on the stick. Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like that. Nice. It's got that sweet flavor.
I love that pork on the stick. Every time I go to a Chinese buffet, I like load up on that shit.
I've been wanting to go to the Chinese buffet for a minute just to eat my weight and that.
I did last time. Last time we went like, I want to say like maybe a month and a half ago. Uh-huh. And like, I probably had like, I say only 3 plates, but it was a fucking stacked plate. Each one was probably like was a good Oklahoma like 4 or 5 inches tall.
That dome of shit on it.
Yeah. Like you start with the fucking fried rice and lo mein, and then you just like build there.
So you have a solid base.
Yeah. You gotta have a solid carb base. And then you just build your fucking cone all the way up.
Cone of power.
Yeah, baby. Not only is it's a double entendre because it's a, like you said, the carb base and also the base for all that damn food.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so great.
It stays in one place. Oh,
my wife was like, I don't even know how you eat all of that. I'm like, I mean, you're gonna have to roll me out of here, but
in a wheelbarrow and get me out.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Yeah, the key is to eat as fast as possible.
Hoover it, man. Hoover it.
I'm naturally a very fast eater. My wife's like, Hoover it. You just inhale your food. How do you even taste it? I'm like, it tastes great.
It tastes great.
Just depends. I just eat it fast.
If I have to, I will. But if I don't have to, I don't want to.
I can't eat slow. I just cannot do it. I've tried. And I'm like,
depends on what you're eating.
I'm just sitting there looking at it. I'm like, I could take another bite. Why am I not? Weird. So I take another bite.
I don't like my food to get cold.
I don't either.
That too. I mean,
I don't either.
And then I don't like my cold food to get room temperature. So I just eat everything fast. Like sushi, you don't want to eat sushi once it hits room temperature. You just want that. You want to eat that shit.
I've literally never had sushi in my life.
If you have like a fucking hot ass bowl of mac and cheese, that shit's going to stay boiling hot for like forever.
True. But I'm also, here's the thing. I'll eat like one of my favorite leftovers is like the Kraft Deluxe with the squeeze, like the sauce packet, like the actual sauce packet. Mm-hmm. The leftovers of that, like put, you know, at the end of the night, put the pot in the fridge, and then, you know, at midnight, I go in when I'm in full gremlin mode, fucking come out there and just eat.
Okay, tell me I'm not the only
macaroni and cheese.
Tell me I'm not the only one who does this when they're cooking that macaroni and cheese and they're squeezing the cheese into the. You leave a little bit in there so you can.
I'll do it. I mean, the last little bit, I'll because yeah, I mean, yeah. Dude, because I'm fucking thorough. I like fold.
I'm always
half
making it for my
like,
kids, like so I could care less if they have all the cheese.
No, dude, I want that's for me, dog.
Oh, I'm making it for my kids. Like I get that cheese by itself, baby.
But no, like
there's always a little bit of cheese. That's
funny. There's always a little bit that ends up like that. I just can't get it to cut. So I'm like, ah, blop, and I'll lick that off. But no, like I want all the cheese in my mac.
I squeeze it, and then I leave like just like that much like sitting out the opening. I'm like,
just lick it. It's like a Go-Gurt.
It is.
Have you ever made mac and cheese like gravy, like for real mac and cheese?
Oh yeah,
with a roux and like make your cheese sauce. Mm-hmm. And all
I remember we never brought this up. Jake's obviously not here, guys.
It's like bougie craft.
Whenever there was a time where me and Jake were living together, and he was making mac and cheese. And he's like, man, there's something wrong with my macaroni and cheese. I was like, what's wrong? He's it's just really runny. And I walk in there. He never drained the water.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, you have macaroni and cheese soup?
You got soup? You want some soup?
I was like, it's not even going to be good. He still ate it. But I'm like.
Drinks the soup.
I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
Like.
What a fucking monster.
Oh my God. It's a prank that I've never, like, I didn't know existed until I was an adult. And now that I don't drink Kool-Aid, like, or if I were to drink Kool-Aid, I would be the only one in the house to drink the Kool-Aid.
The Kool-Aid.
Well, they drink Flavor Aid in Jonestown, so it's fine.
Flavor Aid.
Which is crazy. Flavor Aid was actually less expensive.
Yeah.
And Kool-Aid was already like
10 cents a pack.
Yeah.
Like that. At that point in time, it was even cheaper.
Why would you even want to do
that? Flavor Aid's like, we'll sell it for a penny. We'll sell each packet for a penny.
It's a penny.
You're saving so much.
Oh shit, my brain turned off.
Just see someone like scraping rust off a dumpster and filling it in the packet, like, yeah.
There you go, rust flavor.
They're scraping up like the asphalt off the ground. Like,
flavor Aid.
A penny.
But no, taking just the powdered from a powdered cheese pack and putting it in like the Kool-Aid tub and just mixing it up and setting it in the refrigerator. How funny would that be though? To like,
I don't want to do it to my kids.
Yes, you have children.
Yes, they're the ultimate prank faller force.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to record this if it happens, please.
We recorded one time because my son kept talking about pieing people in the face, like he wanted to pie us in the face. Mm-hmm. So one day, me and my wife got like a little paper plate, filled it with like whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
And I stood on the other side of the wall in the kitchen, and she called him in. And right when he walked in, I was like, and he laughed his ass off. He thought it was the coolest thing ever.
You got pie. Now here's the thing. Now your son is going to grow up and want to be a clown, which is, you know, it's fine. It's an admirable career path. It's endangered in some cultures.
My wife would hate that because she's terrified of
clown college.
She's terrified of clowns.
Bryson wanted to go to clown college.
She's terrified of clowns. Like, absolutely. Like, he'll pull up something on his tablet and it'll be like a video of a clown. And he'll be like, Mom, look. I'm like, dude, you gotta stop.
Your son's gonna be a clown.
He's already a clown. What are you talking about?
I mean, he's a definite character. That's for damn sure.
He's got a lot of charisma.
He's got charisma. I rolled a nat 20 on that. That's for sure.
He definitely did. He's funny as hell.
Oh my God.
Have clowns evolved their game, or they just kept it OG down to the same old tricks?
You know, I haven't kept up with like what's popular in clown culture lately. So I mean, I guess we could like maybe try and figure that out.
What are they up to?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah, that is a good question because you don't really hear much from clowns.
Like,
go to the circus. So.
Does anyone know a clown?
Here's the thing.
No.
Not like a legit clown. No. I know a couple clowns, but.
No, like my great grandfather, for a very, very, very long time, was a clown in the Akdar Shrine Circus. And he went by Sad Sack. And he was a sad face clown, so he had like the big front. But he was really good at balloon animals and juggling.
While being very sad.
I could make a worm.
You make a worm.
I can make a worm balloon animal.
I can make a snake.
Yeah, I
can
do that
too. I can make a sword. I can make a dog. Here's the thing, guys. Let's take a trip down memory lane.
Cameron's a clown. DK's a clown.
No. So like,
he starts pulling out fucking ribbons out of his sleeve. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Just pull them out of my mouth. Just like, just keep going.
You guys want to see something cool?
You guys would shit.
Yeah. I'd be like, you can leave. Just leave. Just get out of here. I'll see you Saturday.
I guess you didn't know there's a flower on my
shirt. Hey, I got you some flowers.
But no, when I was a little kid, I really wanted to be like a magician. So I got into doing some of the like simple magician's tricks, but I also got into like basic balloon animals. Like I could do a giraffe, I could do a dog, and I could do a sword. Like, and I still think I could do all three of those if it were to come down to it. But
the sword would kill all of them.
But no, like it was weird.
Weird.
I think we were at Joe's Crab Shack.
And I've never been there either.
Well, you can't. I think they're all closed.
I know, but I never went to one.
I think it was like
still one in Colorado.
I've never been to Eskimo Joe's either.
Eskimo Joe's, you're not missing out on much.
I mean, I've been inside one, but I never ate at one.
But no, Joe's Crab Shack was bomb.
That's like, why I always hear.
I love seafood. I'm a big seafood fan.
I'm a big shrimp fan.
I love all seafood.
I love shrimp.
There was a dude there doing. Crab. You've never had crab? Never had
crab. I always want to.
Have you ever had lobster?
Nope. Here's the thing.
The fruit of the
we got to change
this. No, yeah, here's the thing.
We need to have a crab boil.
It's like, I'll go to these I go to the places that sell it. Yeah, and I'm like, when I see that it doesn't have an actual price, it's like based on
the market,
and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to buy that.
Usually you're looking at like $19 for your plate when it's crab.
Not bad.
But no, what we'll do, does your wife have a Sam's account? Or access to a Sam's account?
Yeah.
We can get crab legs from Sam's Club. You have a you have a turkey fryer?
I do not know.
Because the turkey fryer kit's like the best way to do it because you have that big pot that comes with it. And plus you have that big flame that can cook it all. But we could do like, I'm totally down to like just bros day, grab some brews, do like a couple pounds of crab
legs. My daughter did ask when you guys were going to come hang out one weekend again.
Just hanging out.
It's still open. The one in my hometown, Colorado Springs, is still open, and it's still the same fucking location.
Hell. No, the one in Tulsa went out of business.
Oh, yeah, all the ones here are permanently closed. Yeah.
But, man, I just love seafood. Like, dude, one of my favorite flashbacks from Cameron today. I'll just talk so much. I'll just take Jake's place as talking.
Okay. Shit. And we can make fun of him because he's not here. He can't defend himself.
I mean, you could if he's still here, too.
That's true, yeah. And we would.
But I must have been like 18 or 19. And some of the kids we went to high school with had moved into Tulsa, and they got an apartment in Tulsa. And it was St. Patrick's Day. And St. Patrick's Day was over spring break that year. So I took off of work for spring break. So like, the one night party for St. Patrick's Day ended up turning into like 3 days of just drinking and partying and just being dumb.
As it should be.
That's
the way to do it.
But no, like we woke up one day and it was just all the homies that were still like, you know, the homies who had known each other forever were still at the house. And we just all got up and we're like, yo, we're fucking hungover. We all look like shit. Where do we want to go eat? Like, we want something good. So like 8 of us went to Joe's Crab Shack. It like as soon as they open, it's like, so it's like 11:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. And we're just all look like fucking shit. And probably like, I know I had thrown up a lot, so probably smell pretty rough as well. And just chill out at Joe's Crab Shack for like 3 hours. And it was great. It was a great time. I was like, that's the last time I went to Joe's Crab Shack. And then they were closed.
Speaking of doing that, we're going to go down memory lane with me.
Oh,
the other Cameron.
I'm DK, dog.
But you said Cameron earlier.
Oh, fuck.
And I said Cameron earlier, too. The seal has been broken.
Talking about you. Talking about me. Fuck.
Yeah, we fucked it up. I'm sorry.
We fucked it up.
I remember one time me and you both had like the same 4 days off in a row, which is like, which like never happened. Yeah. And so we were like, let's just fucking party for 4 straight days. I remember we drank so much one night. And then the next morning we were all like laying on the living room floor, just like on the floor. And we're all like feeling like death, just absolute death. And we all were like, we need something non-alcoholic to drink so we can drink tonight. And you were like, we gotta get Gatorade. I was like, but we don't have any Gatorade.
We gotta get Gatorade.
And you're like, but the gas station does. So we all literally drove. None of us showered. None of us got ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we just looked like death. Walked into fucking, what's it called, Pete's? And
no, didn't we go to Vans? Because I was telling you I knew the cure to hangovers.
Yes, yeah.
We went to Van. Oh, or whatever. It was now a Rogers mini stop, whatever. Yeah, yeah. But it was their chicken strip. And we, no, I do. Like, I remember. Yeah, now. Yeah, we all piled in my fucking Acura, which was like, oh, my. Now the memory. Like, at first, I could only catch glimpses of what was going on. Now the whole thing is there. Holy shit.
And there was five of us.
Yeah.
You're getting in the back of your tiny Acura.
Yeah, I used to drive this Acura Integra, little, like, pretty much a two seater. Like, honestly, is what it was.
Soup it up.
I wanted to, but I never did. It was 5-speed. It was fun. Had a lot of fun in it.
Yeah.
Did a lot of dumb shit in that car. But yeah. Oh my God. No, continue. I don't want to. Yeah. Sorry.
No, yeah. I think we bought like 8 Gatorades.
Yeah.
And like
$20 worth of chicken probably. Yeah. Like just chicken strips.
Damn.
Like,
their chicken strips are good
though. That's a lot of chicken.
Dude.
I mean, they were. I don't know if they still are. No, but I haven't been there forever.
Like, I want to go. Like, there were times when I lived out there, like, where I would just get bored, and I would just drive around to all the gas stations to try and figure out who had the best chicken strips. And
I do Rogers, that now. Well, I do that like now. You drive I drive for a living. I'm like, who has the best fucking food?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll be like, man, it's 2:00, but I'm going to be in this town that has some really fucking good food.
I got to get some of these chicken strips, bro.
I'm glad I skipped lunch.
Nah, dude, but no, the Rogers minis, if you got the potato wedges, the chicken strips, and a Gatorade, it was a cure to your hangover, bro.
Like, well, yeah, the potatoes just soaked everything
all
of up.
It was just perfect.
The carbs built you back up. Yeah, it was really good.
And you got the Gatorade, and then you're ready to party again.
We partied that night.
Yeah.
Oh. You don't need a hangover to enjoy a potato wedge.
No, you don't. You can be sober as hell.
Dude,
what the fuck is it? Straight edge. You can be fucking straight edge and enjoy that.
No, there were times in high school where... I think I told you about my panhandling in high school, like how maybe. Cameron knows that I panhandled in high, like where my table was in the lunchroom. Okay, so like how our lunchroom worked, like you have your like, you know, 3 or 4 different like hot entree aisles or like the salad bar or whatever, and then they had like a snack bar, so like concession food, like stuff, cookies, ice cream, candy, soda, stuff like that. But everything cost like awkward amounts of money, like 35 cents or 55 cents or 65, you know, just like this odd increments of money. So people would always have like a nickel or dime or, you know, 20, like, you know, just change left
over. Oh, yeah.
So my table, like, that was against the wall and like kicked off the wall. And my table was literally like, if you didn't go around my table, you ran into my table coming off of that line.
So I think I ran into your table a couple times, so I'm not gonna lie. Just forgetting it was there.
But I would just sit there with a cup and I would write some ridiculous save this or save that or contribute to this or contribute to that on it. But just collected change. Literally from 7th grade throughout high school, I did like through there's no telling how many hundreds, if not thousands of dollars I had made with this scheme. Because like my senior year, we never paid out of pocket for beer. Like it was always bought with that money.
The panhandle money.
The panhandle money, yeah. But I don't know why I was telling you that story, because it was gonna tie in. Fuck.
Hustling.
No, not every hustling.
I just know I never put money in that cup because the people he hung out with treated me like shit. So
fuck you.
I was like, nope, I'm keeping my money.
I was a different kid in high school. Man, I really wish I knew how.
Like, I had no problem with you in high school. It was the people you hung out with that I had a problem with. So I would purposely, like, like once you get done with that line, if you turn right, that table's there. I would purposely like completely spin around and walk left.
That story had some tie-in. Oh my god. Oh yeah, anyway. Here we go. All right, okay. So
we're talking back about, to reality.
Yeah,
back,
yeah, no, it just clicked. So talking about high school. But so with that change, like there would be days where Matt Wilmot, a good friend of mine growing up, he lived in Ooliga, and I would go hang out over there for a couple hours after school, and then he would just drive me home because we had football and all that shit. But there would be days, you know, broke high school kids where we would just use that change or like scrounge change or just try and find as much change as possible just so we could go get like $10 worth of chicken strips or like go get a pizza from what was it called? Like Heavenly AJ's? No, it wasn't AJ's at that point in time. It was just some weird...
I can't remember what it was.
Paradise Pizza.
Paradise Pizza, that's what it was.
And it was this weird... It was weird pizza, but it was good. But man...
It was a weird kind of good. Like, it was like... It wasn't great.
No.
But it was like good enough to where you're like... I could
eat
that again.
The toppings weren't bad. The crust was like almost cardboardy. Very bland. Very just doughy. Oh. Not much flavor to it. But yeah, it was a... Man, memory lane.
But AJ's Heavenly Pizza's pretty good.
In Catoosa?
There's one in Ooliga, too.
Is there?
I think so. I think it took over Paradise Pizza.
Because, the AJ's in Catoosa, they'll do a pizza that is like... it's like the 4-foot by 4-foot squares. Or you get like 2 3-foot by 3-foot squares. Dude, and it's like, oh my god, their toppings are so gas.
Let's
like,
go get it.
I ate so much when I lived in Catoosa. Like, because they would deliver to my house.
You know that Simple Simons does one called The Beast, right?
The Beast.
It's the size of 4 large pizzas as one pizza.
Oh, God.
It's literally, like, the box is probably, like, out to here. Like, it's probably good, like, 3 feet long.
Why haven't we done that for D&D? Oh, because I don't want to throw up while doing D&D.
We don't have anyone to put it. That's our problem.
We gotta bring a pulley system up to the ceiling just so it like hangs like down here. Remove the pizza.
We're gonna have like a lazy Susan.
A dumb waiter. Yeah, a lazy dumb. Susan is the circle. Yeah, circle thing.
We need a dumb waiter for our pizza.
Well, even a lazy Susan, like over there, just like spin it so we can get pieces.
I need that
of
pizza.
Do you guys want my mini fridge?
Oh yeah, we were talking.
Ooh.
When we get this place wired up.
Yeah, I was going to say, because we'd have to unplug it every single...
Well, it could also be like a place to shit shit.
To shit shit. But no, like, yeah.
Especially a pizza. Pizza size. It is pizza size.
It's perfect pizza size. Perfect pizza placement.
Yeah, when we get this place wired up, which it won't...
Because I don't need it, and I'm not about to sell it, so you can have it.
No, that's what... Fuck, that's what we need to do.
I mean, right now it'd be fine, because everything would stay cold anyway.
Yeah. No, I need to... Fuck! We need to pull measurements in here, just so I know, I can start figuring out how much sheetrock we need, because I really want to get this. Start thinking about getting this done.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because said in the summertime, it's gonna be warm.
Yep, I've done it for.
This will be summer 3.
This will be summer
3.
Why
did we talk about food so much? I am starving.
All I had was some of these like pistachios over here.
Yeah, I ate chicken strips for lunch today. That was it. Just chicken strips. I had to go run around like with this storm that's getting ready to come through. I had to go take care of the land. And
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. I was thinking about like door dashing food on the way home so that way like when I get there, it's there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm going to go through town anyways so I could just like pick it up.
It takes
time. Save like $8.
I had some Burger King for lunch.
Ooh, BK.
I had a little chicken sandwich and a little bacon cheeseburger. Mm. Didn't quite do what I wanted it to.
Really? Burger King doesn't really do it for me anymore, man.
No, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
At all.
Like, their chicken fries is about the only thing that I get consistently.
Their bacon tastes like absolute dog shit. It's like crispy, like so crispy, it's like not even good.
I was really disappointed with the bacon. I got so Chili's does this burger, and it's called like the Bacon Rancher. And if you've ever had a Chili's burger, you already know it's a pretty big patty.
I love their burgers.
It's 2 Chili's burger patties.
Oh.
6 strips of bacon.
Oh,
like,
baby.
Colby Jack cheese and like ranch. And I think they do sauteed onions on it, but I do not do the sauteed onions.
I would say no ranch and extra onion.
But dude, I smashed that burger the other night.
Nice.
Like within 5 minutes, and I was ill afterwards. But but the bacon was like
protein poisoning.
Was just bad. It was just, it was, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just like crunchy, not.
I don't like crispy bacon.
I mean, I like crispy bacon, but it has to, I like thick cut bacon.
Oh yeah.
Like you can do crispy thick cut bacon, I'm happy, but like regular thin ass bacon.
Well,
I need some.
Crispy's not bad pointless. If you know when to stop
when
making
to stop
crispy.
Being, yeah, yeah.
Because then it becomes burnt, and then you're like,
do you how yep. do you do
perfectly you, cooked bacon is so underrated. Mm-hmm. Holy shit!
Oh yeah.
Do you guys fuck with the baking your bacon method?
Have
you
ever tried that? Yes, that's where I was. Yeah.
I have not tried it, but I've heard
that's how you get
things.
It perfect.
That's yeah,
every
like
fucking
it's
time.
Like.
Every time.
Set it at 350, like lay
and
your bacon
all
out.
At once.
Yeah. You can fill out your nice. Whole baking tray. If you have a wire rack, it's even better because
that's
it's
how
elevated
I do it.
And your bacon doesn't sit there in the grease. But
I do have one. We just got one.
But so you put
use
it in there
it for bacon.
You set it for 20
my wife's
minutes.
I hate it. She got it for cookies.
You can do it for 18
bacon
minutes,
cookies.
But and then at like 10 minutes, flip the bacon and then just let it go.
Hell
and
yeah.
Dude, it's perfectly crisp, and then you still get a little bit of the crunchy or a little bit of the chewy, but it's good bacon.
Yeah, that's the thing I had to figure out on my own too. That with the thick cut, you have to flip it halfway through, or else.
Have you ever had the queso burger from Chili's?
I've not.
It's pretty good. It's messy.
No, that's the thing. Is like I have a weird
it's
issue
just
with
a cheeseburger
messy food.
With queso on it.
No,
it's good. It's fucking delicious, but it's just a mess.
Well, until this bacon rancher burger or whatever happened at Chili's, I was always the mushroom Swiss burger. Like
I always just got the class. This is the bacon burger. We always did like the 2 for 20.
The American or whatever.
Yeah, we just did like the 2 for 20. It's like whatever.
Chili's isn't bad. I mean, it's not the worst chain restaurant.
You know where I haven't been in a minute?
Where
that has really good chain burgers? Huh. Red Robin.
Yum.
I was just thinking
yeah,
that.
No,
I love the Royal Red Robin burger with the egg on it. Oh, yeah.
I just love the campfire sauce and the unlimited fries.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
I just eat fries until I want to puke.
Their onion rings with that shit. Uh-huh.
Their onion rings are good, yeah.
With that sauce that comes with it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm usually not a sauce person either.
Really?
Like on anything.
Oh, I'm a sauce person.
I'm a connoisseur of fine sauces.
I don't know what it
if
is.
If you know what I mean.
It's just probably a consistency thing, honestly, more than it is a...
Dude, okay. You ever been to Fat Guy Burger?
No.
You ever been to Fat Guy Burger?
Is it only here?
It's only in Oklahoma.
Is it? Where is it? Downtown?
Yeah, there's one downtown over in
Oklahoma. Is it the
field.
One that has like
the blue guy,
crazy
the,
shit that you can pick whatever
yeah,
you want
yeah,
on
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I love that
dude,
place.
Dude, you need to go to Fat Guy Burger. There's one in They're everywhere now.
I've only been twice,
no,
but
dude,
yes.
They are some
fuck.
Gas fucking burgers. But
do they do anything else? Like, not. I'm not asking for me. Obviously.
I think they do chicken strips.
Okay. Yeah. My wife's not really like a burger fan.
No, it's like, dude, they've got one. They've got like a peanut butter bacon burger. They have one. What's the Italian burger? And it's like a sausage. It's like 50% sausage, 50% hamburger patty. Big like slab of pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, and marinara sauce on it.
God, damn, boy.
They do.
That sounds like a heartburn burger.
Oh, it's so good. There's one. What's the one?
It's
is
all
it,
heartburn,
is it the,
though.
they have,
older,
they have
older,
one.
It's over, boy.
Where I think they put like half a stick of butter and cheese
ooh,
in between the meat.
Oh,
in
God.
The meat. So, like, when you take this bite,
yeah.
Like, I told my homie, we went, it was, because when, when I worked at the casino, we would often go downtown to set up events and stuff like that. And every time we went downtown, I was like, yo, we're going to Fat Guy Burger. Like, so we went to Fat Guy Burger. That's just where we went.
Yeah.
So it was one of our homies' like first times to go to Fat Guy Burger. And he got this burger. And I wish I could remember the name of the burger right now. But it's that burger that's got the cheese and the butter and everything in between. It's like their signature burger. It's what's got him on a couple of like... of those like diner dives and drives.
I always
shows.
Pick my own shit. Maybe I'll
no,
just
no,
try
good.
Some like
no,
some, random
yeah,
thing.
No, the Hawaiian is really, really good.
Yeah,
like there's, they have some really good burgers.
Next time.
But anywho, like he was like, cause this burger's huge. It's
yeah.
like, by the time it's all said and done, it's like this big. And I was like, bruh, don't squeeze that burger. Like, I was like, be gentle with it. And he's like, okay. And I was like, no, I'm telling you, like, I'm warning you right now. Don't squeeze to hold it together as you bite. You need to, like, you. This isn't a one bite situation. This is something you've got to nibble through. Dude takes that first bite. And I feel bad because this shit was hot. But this cheese butter volcano erupted forth from between these two buns and abruptly landed on this dude's cheek and shoulder and chest and like was steaming, and it was like in the middle of fucking summer.
Oh, God.
He was just like, ugh! I was like, dude, I told you. And then he was like, you know, I'm not even worried about like getting burnt. He's like, I'm upset that all of the like the cheese and shit. Stuff from my burger is I can't have it anymore. God. But no,
that'd be my problem too. I'd probably squeeze it too. No, just like, because that's just naturally how you eat a cheeseburger.
You just bite, you just grasp that throttle.
Like that's the problem I have with the Royal Red Robin burger.
Yeah,
is especially when you have a beard. When you get egg in your beard, sucks. It doesn't come out easily.
No, it doesn't.
I always have to go to the bathroom and like get some water and really scrub it out.
No, dude, I love. Surprisingly, like I really don't care much for their food all the time. Like my burger has been undercooked every time I've gone there.
Where?
Fat guys? No, Main Street Tavern in Claremore.
Main Street
Tavern. I have not been there. But dude,
they have mozzarella sticks that it's like the size of a fucking corn dog. Mm-hmm. And it's in like a really thick, like fluffy beer batter.
Nice.
It's the best mozzarella sticks I've ever. It's like they put two string cheeses together and then like
I'll have to try that.
Dip them up.
That's like right
the
there.
The best mozzarella sticks I've had so far. Or there's these one, it's a gas station in Tahlequah.
A gas station mozzarella stick. Yeah. You're going to put the best mozzarella sticks on gas station so far, mozzarella sticks.
So far, this is the best kind.
Whoo, sheesh.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's like not, you don't, it's like, okay, so you take that exit off of where Locust Grove is, mm-hmm. and then you take, what is it, 59, mm-hmm. I think. It's before you get into Tahlequah. It's like a little gas station off to the left.
Is it the one that looks like a little just log cabin-y looking thing? Okay, I know, I know.
Oh, I know they exactly what
they have. Really good mozzarella sticks.
I couldn't bank my claim on the best mozzarella sticks I've ever had.
I'm saying the best ones I've had so far,
dude. Have you ever made mozzarella sticks at home?
No, I've always wanted to. I just never done it,
dude. If you do it with like,
do you do it in the skillet?
Mm-hmm, I've done it in the skillet.
Yeah.
Like that's usually how I fry stuff. And I mean, I know it's not safe, but I mean, you get your oil to temperature, turn your fire off, you're fine.
Yeah.
Like.
It's like just don't be an idiot.
Yeah, just don't be an idiot. It's like
don't just drop it in there.
But nah, dude, like homemade mozzarella sticks and also homemade fried pickles, but using like the sandwich stacker dill pickles to make.
Nice.
So you've got like these giant, like they're like that thick with all the breading on it. And it's oh my God, I'm making myself really so fucking good? Hungry, boys.
Yeah. Is that Red Robin? You get the fried pickles with the campfire sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
I just want fried pickles. Good. I just want fried pickles.
I want fried pickles too. Those
Do
are
you
good.
Guys like fried green tomatoes?
Never had them.
I no? don't care much for tomatoes. Like it's something about tomatoes. Fuck up. My stomach.
Oh, yeah.
The acidity, probably.
Yeah, it's the deadly nightshade.
Yeah, those fried green tomatoes, though. That's some shit. I love that shit.
I just
have
fried
to be
food.
Good, though. They have to be like nice and sour, like super sour for me
fried
to like
food's
it.
Just good. Like, I'm sorry, it's just good.
There's some things that are good fried. There's some things that are,
I mean,
in their best
typical,
form.
Your typical fried things are good.
Chicken.
Chicken.
I mean,
fried chicken.
I love grilled chicken though, dude. Like
I love
barbecue
some
chicken.
A&W cheese curds.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best way to prepare chicken, but I definitely
A&W cheese curds. Just cheese curds in general. Like Freddy's cheese curds slap.
There's a little mom and pop restaurant down here, and they have like they're like spicy. they're called jalapeno balls. And it's just like jalapeno cheese.
Poppers? Like
no, they're not like they're like little cheese curds, but it's like jalapeno cheese.
Oh,
I think I've had like
it's so good.
Damn.
Like, so good. Oh man.
That sounds good.
Okay, so it's not the same Sinclair. But you know where that Sinclair is on, is it 69 that goes into Pryor from Claremore? Or is that 80? No,
that's 20.
20? Yeah, okay. Over there by the casino Racino.
Yeah.
So when it was the old Sinclair back many, many, many moons ago. When I was a small child and it was a completely different building, like closer to the road and everything like that, they had those little cheese balls that I think you're talking about. And it's just like a little light breading over this like super processed cheese, but no, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm remembering all of these flavors of my youth, and I'm like,
no, I just had these cheese balls like not too long ago.
Hell yeah, dude.
Because it's like literally just right up the road. Uh-huh. And they're cheeseburgers. I mean, it's like red, or it's like Chili's cheeseburgers. Like, they're thick.
Yeah, they're big old.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a bar where, so if you keep going on Highway 20, there's that next gas station, mm-hmm, up on the left. Yep. Back before they widened the highway, there used to be a bar there called it was just this little hole in the wall bar out in the middle of nowhere out there.
Yeah.
But my dad would go out there and drink beers. And the thing was, is it was a bar / restaurant. So you could get burgers, but I mean, you know, they had a cook just to make it so where they could have the restaurant.
Right.
But dude, they would, the burger that you would get there, because on Fridays we'd go there and I would shoot pool and eat a burger and dad would drink beer and, you know, just whatever. Being a responsible adult with a child. I mean, everyone at the bar knew me, so just whatever.
That doesn't make it better.
No, I know. That's the thing. Trust me, I know. Like I said, I played pool with these old barfly ladies like regularly. Like, I know. Wow. Explains a lot, right? But no, dude, this burger, because they would bring it out like on a full size plate. And this burger, like, there was only like an inch around the plate, and they would cut it into fours. So
nice.
And just that burger with mustard and pickles on it, just a cheeseburger. Like, I'm just thinking about that burger. I'm just thinking about that big fucking burger right now.
So when are we all going to Fat Guys?
Definitely soon.
Yeah, I'll be done with that.
Have a bro day, a bro luncheon,
a business lunch,
a business lunch. That actually sounds pretty advantageous.
We could write it off.
Do you know, we don't have enough money in the account?
I don't know shit.
It's a business expense. So your card's been declined.
We could order two items off the dollar menu and just
go sit at Fat Guy.
We could each have half of a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, McDouble's not even on the dollar menu. They're basic ass cheeseburgers on the dollar menu, yeah, still.
We could each have half a basic cheeseburger from McDonald's and go sit at Fat Guys and have a business lunch.
All expenses paid for.
Yeah.
Right. Except gas, not being reimbursed, yeah, for fuel on this one.
There's not enough money to reimburse us for that one.
No. Well, you got any news, big guy?
I do, but I'll save it for next week.
Save it for next week. This, yeah, has just been a flash down memory lane. Sorry, Luke, that you kind of got forced to the edge on this one.
My memories aren't your guys' memories, but well, your guys' memories are your guys'.
Well, some of our memories, but I went down a lot that were.
Yeah, we only lived together for what, 2-3 years maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it wasn't like a long stint.
Like, we didn't, our friendship didn't truly blossom until like 2009.
Yeah.
Like, we were homies, but it was more like, hey, we have the same name, what's up?
Yeah. Pretty much that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, other than that.
And I don't even remember how I got to like start coming to your house.
The band.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I just ended up going over there every fucking day.
No, you started hanging out, and I mean, I really enjoyed hanging out with you. Like, sorry, bro, you were.
I'm okay with it.
You're one of the tight bros. I was in your wedding.
Yeah,
one of your weddings, anyways. Yeah.
You would have been in both, but my wife was like, "I don't really want the same groomsmen in both." Of Like, it was already pushing the limit having Daniel might be my best man again. She was like, I don't know, that's got to be some bad luck. Because, like, I mean, Jake wasn't in it, but he was also in the military.
Yeah,
at the
time, he was gone.
So. But there was, you know, several other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them I just, for my first wedding, like, I just stopped talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, what
like,
was, David?
Yeah, yeah. I just... Like, we both just went our separate ways, and, like, we're still friends on Facebook, but, you know, I literally have not talked to him in years.
Yeah.
And then my friend Aaron, we had a pretty big falling out after me and my ex split up. He kind of took her side.
Mm, what a square.
Even though I literally knew him first, and was literally, he was one of my best friends before I ever met her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was over at the house. Everyone was over at the house from that point in time.
Dude, so,
the house was so weird.
Yeah. Just kind of. And then after me and her got together, like, me and you kind of just started going our separate ways as well.
Like, yeah, after you got married. I mean, but no, it was like, yeah, after you, like, moved in with her, it was just like, hey, yeah, I mean, you're off doing your, living your life.
Yeah.
And we were all living or doing our own thing.
Yeah.
I'm that friend that I can go years without talking to you, but yeah, if you hit me up, like,
same. I'm the exact same way.
I'm like, yeah, dude, we're homies. Like, I don't have any towards of any of ill will towards you. Like I said, we hadn't like, other than like Facebook comments or anything like that, hadn't seen each other in probably like 6 years, seven years. And you FaceTime called me on Instagram. He's like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? Sure, I'll come check it out.
Like,
why not?
We were me and Jake had been like mulling over, should we add a third? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I got a couple ideas of people that I would love to have, like, I think would be really cool to have as a third person. And you were like, I think you were the first person I called.
Mm-hmm.
I called Daniel next,
yeah,
but I also pretty much knew he wasn't going to do it. He's
married. He's got three kids. He's got his own shit going on.
Yeah.
He's a pretty busy dad, man.
So I knew. And he's like, he's the exact same way. Like, I could go a whole year and never speak to him. And then, like, if we see each other, we're like, what's up, dude? Like, it's just like we never.
Yeah. You never lose anything.
Yeah. Like, my wife made a joke and was like, can you even call him your best friend? Cause, like, you guys never talk. And so I texted him. I was like, we're best friends, right? He was like, is this a trap?
Is this a test?
I was like, no, my wife asked if I can even call you my best friend because we never talk. He goes, dude, fuck, yeah, of course we're best friends. I was like, yeah, see, told you.
Point proven.
But we're wrong.
I'll put this one in the win column. There's a lot in the loss column.
Taking the L's, baby.
I don't like that. We got to even this out.
The slow go.
You gotta take them where you can get them. Exactly. Yeah. So no matter how small the win is, it's still a fucking win.
Yep. Win's a win.
So is life, right?
So are we ready to call this one?
I think that's about it.
That was scary.
That's a scary ghost.
Ooh. It was a wind ghost coming to say
anyways,
hello.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Absurd Entertainment. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Absurd86.9. Check out our YouTube. Subscribe to it. Absurd Entertainment. Subscribe, follow, whatever it is, and rate on Apple and Spotify. And if you want to see the after show, or what we call off the rails.
Off the rails.
Check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/.
Oh, now you decided to chime in.
Patreon.com/ Absurd Entertainment.
The hypest.
We'll see y'all next week. Toodaloo.
Next week.
Bye.
Peace and love, y'all.